8 members of the Confederate Navy were laid to rest yesterday. The men died in 1864 when their submarine sank off the South Carolina coast. The sub and the remains of the crew were recovered 4 years ago. NPR's Adam Hochberg reports from Charleston.
Only a few miles from the spot where the Civil War began, South Carolinians held what's likely to be the last funeral for its victims. The 8 Confederate sailors were buried at a historic Charleston cemetery. They were crew members of the H.L. Hunley, a 40-foot-long submarine that sank in February 1864. The iron vessel remained at the bottom of the ocean for 136 years until divers and archaeologists recovered it, with the 8 bodies still inside. Yesterday, Ron Wilson of the Sons of Confederate Veterans eulogized the victims.
There are some who have scoffed at our efforts to pay tribute to these men, saying that because they were Confederates, they do not deserve so high an honor. While it is true that they served the Confederate Armed Forces, it remains our duty to respect and remember these heroes for their courage, their perseverance, and their devotion to duty.
Because the Hunley was airtight, the victims' remains were unusually well preserved, and forensic experts have learned a lot about them. Half the crew was born in America, the rest in Europe. The youngest victim was 19, the oldest about 45. Among the dead was a North Carolina native named James Wicks. Yesterday, his great-great-granddaughter, Sally Barker McKeithen, took part in the funeral.
Proud of all these people that are here, and proud that we have these wonderful soldiers and sailors.
McKeithen calls her ancestor a hero, a man who knew the dangers of naval warfare, but was willing to die for a cause he believed in.
It's comparable to the men that keep going over to Iraq, even though they know they might be in mortal danger. It's inspiring that they can be that dedicated to the country, I think.
Yesterday's ceremony attracted thousands of spectators. Some waved rebel flags, others wore replica Confederate uniforms, or for the women, 19th century mourning dresses. John Pitzenbarger, who reenacts Civil War battles in his spare time, came from New Mexico to salute the dead.
You like to bring fallen soldiers home from any war. Look how many are still missing from Vietnam or Korea or World War II. And these are some of the last that we can recognize, that we know who they were, where they fell, and just hadn't been able to find them for 140 years.
The funeral concluded a week-long commemoration of the Hunley, and event organizers turned into a successful tourist attraction in Charleston. Throughout the week, there have been lectures, concerts, even a fashion show. And hundreds of people paid to see the submarine itself, which sits in a conservation tank at a former Navy base.
What you see in the water down here is referred to as the H.L. Hunley, the CSS Hunley, or the Hunley submarine. It goes by all three of those names. We don't care as long as it's a Hunley.
Tour leader Lee Wilson says the vessel holds a unique place in maritime history. It was the first submarine to successfully attack an enemy ship, a distinction it earned when it torpedoed a Union sloop called the Housatonic. But the victory was short-lived. It was only a few minutes after the Housatonic attack that the Hunley itself mysteriously sank.
There are a lot of theories about what happened to the boat and how the crew died. And it may have been that they used up all their oxygen, they simply fell asleep and died at their station. There is no evidence of any injury to the crew. It looked like they just peacefully died right where they sat.
Yesterday, horse-drawn carriages carried the remains of the 8 men on a 4-mile procession through downtown Charleston. This is a city where the Civil War is still a touchy subject. To many people here, it evokes memories of Southern heroism, while others associate the Confederacy mainly with slavery. But yesterday's ceremony generated relatively little controversy. While some here questioned the wisdom of the Confederate fight, few expressed objections to burying these 8 fighters. Adam Hochberg, NPR News, Charleston.